Exclusive. Watch. Senator Marsha Blackburn meets with local law enforcement about Biden-Harris admin's open borders. By Sean Moran on September 17, 2024. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, spoke with Tennessee law enforcement about the trafficking and drug crises thanks to the open border under President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris in a video that Breitbart News exclusively obtained. When I'm around the state, one of the main things I hear about is the border. And I think it's because people are living this. They see it every single day, with the drugs, knowing the cartels are here on U.S. soil when they look at the human trafficking. Blackburn said in a conversation with Jefferson County Sheriff Jeff Coffey. The sheriff said, "I think the biggest factor we see here in East Tennessee is the drug side of it. All of the drugs that are coming across the border. The methamphetamine and, especially, the fentanyl byproducts that come across. I mean, the amount of drugs that is coming across is just astronomical. It's just deadly. The overdose deaths are staggering," he added. Coffey continued, "I can tell you when the last administration went in the White House how different it was." Blackburn remarked, "With that open border, every town is a border town, every state is a border state." Blackburn's meeting with local law enforcement about the border follows Angela Mompatti Morin telling the House Judiciary Committee about how the federal government must close the southern border after her daughter, Rachel Morin, was allegedly murdered at the hands of an illegal alien MS-13 gang member. He crossed the border three times, and was sent back. The fourth time, he was a gotaway, Morin said at the hearing. If they had, at any time, did the cheek swab for the DNA, they would have known that this person had an Interpol warrant for his arrest for murdering a woman in El Salvador, which is why he was fleeing to America. Blackburn said that a Cuban national who is wanted in connection to a recent Tennessee murder and was arrested in La Pryor, Texas, entered the United States using the controversial CBP-1 smartphone application. An illegal who entered the U.S. through the Biden-Harris CBP-1 app last year is the suspect in the murder of a young woman in Tennessee, Blackburn said. This administration is welcoming violent criminals into our nation. The blood of the victims is on Joe and Kamala's hands. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.